Welcome to Hypnagogue podcast number 476. Now, this time I really am going to try to mix things up. A little bit of library, a little bit of the stuff I've got holding. But I want to start you off with something from an album that came to me late in 2025 that blew me away. It's from Michael Bruckner. It's called The Sequence of Colors. You got to hear it. Are you ready?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yet another nonstop ride here on Hypnagogue Podcast number 476. My name is John Shanahan. I'm your host. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to download and listen. A big mix of stuff, the new, the old, but all good. We kicked off with Michael Bruckner. What a fantastic album this is. I cannot begin to tell you. When I was done listening to it the first time, I hopped onto Facebook and I just said, you just need to go listen to this. And you do. When you are done here, you should go and listen to A Sequence of Colors, start to finish, maybe two or three times. It's that good. If you like the Berlin School style stuff and a little bit of spaciness, this is the stuff for you. Trust me on this, would you? What I gave you there was A Sequence of Colors, parts 8 to 10. After that, it was Beat Dowsing, technically Beat Dot Dowsing, with the track Rising Dot Current, from the Rising Dot Current album. And then what is it with me lately and big metal-sounding stuff? I mean, I played that failover track for you a couple of episodes ago and blew your mind, and now we broke out some big, crunchy post-rock. That was Artificial Waves off their album The Complexity of Simple with Northern Lights. New stuff after that from Radium 88. I love getting new Radium 88 music. I truly do. The album is called Bad Faith, and that was Code Red. And then talk about albums that just blew my mind. Maple Mountain Sunburst. The album is called Ecstatic, and it is aptly named. This is just a blast to listen to. It's just fun. It's uplifting. You will feel wonderful by the time you're done listening to it. Trust me on this one, too. The album that I gave you, sure, the song that I gave you. See, I'm so in love with this that my words are all mixed up and twisted. The track I gave you was Kissing the Summer Dawn. Oh. After that, Jörg Dankert. This, too, is a fantastic voyage, taking me exactly where I want to be, back to Berlin. Oh, yes, such good analog-sounding yumminess from Jörg Dankert. That track was Kudam Rhythm. After that, De La Huerta off their self-titled release with Puput. That was Jeff Grenke from Winter Light. I know how old this album is because when I went to bring it in, Audacity told me that it does not like MP4A files. Hopped over to my friend VCC and made that bad boy in MP3. We were good to go with a track called Ascent. And then big cinematic sounds from Martin Tillman off his album Superhuman with Future Dawns. Andreas Presciutini off the Quartet Live release after that. Getting a little borderline jazzy with The Wide Lands. And it was Blessed Are the Hearts That Bend. I've always liked that artist name. And I like this album title too, Sadness Be Damned. Yes, when you are listening to Blessed Are the Hearts That Bend, Sadness Be Damned. And when you are listening to the Hypnagogue podcast, ditto. And that track was called Present. Then it was Riopi with Sky Opus Fire from Bliss. After that, George Sarah. This is interesting. Interesting connection. This came up totally on shuffle. To be quite honest with you, didn't go hunting it up. Off of his album Vicissitudes. And part of this album is inspired by a silent movie called The Passion of Joan of Arc. It was directed by Carl Theodore Dreyer. And the story behind this was that it was lost for decades. I heard about it in the 90s. Actually, it's funny. I saw it on CBS Sunday Morning. Remember that with Charles Kuralt? Because what had happened was at some point, this film that was thought to be absolutely lost and like destroyed in a fire, someone found a reel of it, you know, a copy of it in a closet in an asylum in Switzerland, I think. And so this film was actually saved. And in 1994, the composer Richard Einhorn made an album called Voices of Light, which that was how I heard about this movie and all this when they played it on CBS Sunday Morning. And I fell in love with that music. And I got that album and then they eventually released The Passion of Joan of Arc on DVD, and I had that. I've lost it somewhere. Point being, long story short, part of George Sarah's Vicissitudes album is inspired by this movie, and so I have this kind of connection to it in a very weird roundabout way. But the track that I gave you off of that was St. Catherine, and then in parentheses, A Dormiunt in Somnio Pacis, Part 2. Then it was Bernd Scholl, the second live track, technically, in this episode, from his album An Evening in the Cave Live, that was La Grotta Magica 1. And we closed out with Subsonic Information off the beautifully titled album Apocalyptic Flower Shop. And that track was Orchids, parentheses, Pink, colon, Beauty, hyphen, It's Neither Lost Nor Found, close parentheses. I wanted to give you the full dramatic reading of this very complexly punctuated song title from Subsonic Information. And that is the way we wrap up Hypnagogue podcast number 476. Hey, if you've got an opinion on the new direction of the program and you just feel the need to give me shit about it or pat me on the back or whatever that you want to do, you could reach me at hypnagogue@hotmail.com. You can also always go to hypnagoguepodcast.com and you can put a comment below any podcast playlist. They're all right there. And hey, if you happen to be over at that site telling me off or saying nice things about me, Did you know you can go over to the right-hand side? There's a little menu, and down there somewhere, you can go to the archives where you can find episodes 350 now? There's a bucket load of old episodes, especially if you're new here and you want to see what you've been missing. You can go way back to the really early episodes and hear the weird shit that I used to do at the beginning of each show, which irked some people and yet amused others. And most importantly, it amused me, so deal with it. You can also, if you're not already subscribing, while you're in that right-hand menu, you can put in your email address and new episodes will appear in your inbox as if delivered by ravens. I don't know why I said that. Had half a glass of wine with dinner and I am an old lightweight now, so that may be contributing to the tone of this voiceover, which is also probably a pretty good cue for me to say thank you for listening to the show. I will be back real soon with more music. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.